Thank you for killing the gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
We'll be right back. listening to... No, I wanted to do it. I wanted to. It was one of the few big, amazing moments from this last year. I'll never forget it.
Okay, yeah.
Seriously, no, it was. Like, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, get used to it. So, yes, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And that was easily one of my favorite songs from this past year because it was maybe my favorite memory of this year. That was the final recording of the PDX Shoegaze Staples 9:40 p.m. with the song The River from EP number 3 that they released in September. And I'm very proud of them for all that they accomplished in the past 8 years. And all that Michael from the North Bay accomplished with them in the past 5.
That was a really important band for me. And honestly, I can't thank them enough for welcoming me to the PDX music scene. I love you, Jason, Lissette, and Tyler.
Yeah, I love you all, too. As a scene staple, an incredible band, and also for all that you gave to our boy here. Okay, and then we started that off with a sleeper hit, an absolute contender for Album of the Year, 2K24. I totally didn't see them coming.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, out of nowhere. Yeah. That was Tula Yevas with the song Terremoto from their self-titled LP, their first release, first of many, that came out in October on My Ruin Records from Osnabrück, Germany. And Tula Yevas are from really all over.
Yeah, I think you referred to them as Euromuds.
Yeah, for real. The guitarist, vocalist is from Cadiz, Spain. The bassist is from Bari, Italy. And the drummer is from Athens, Greece. And they all met in Hamburg, Germany.
We were talking. I wonder what language they all speak together.
I meant to tell you. When they shipped the LP to me from Germany, it came with a little note from Nikola, the bass player, asking me how I heard about them. And I reached out to them on Instagram, and I got to ask them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they told me that they speak English, mostly. Mediterranean English. I had never heard of that until then. And they also speak German, so sometimes German.
Man, talk about fate. Like, all of them coming so far to meet in such a different country, culturally.
I know. Okay, so once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And I'm here with my dearest friend, my ride or die, and honestly, the person that got me through this year.
But we made it through, though. Somehow we're still standing.
Somehow. So I'm here with my number one, Michael from the North Bay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So speaking of, we're here with our annual year-end top 10 episode, our Yeet episode. So we're going to play the best music of 2K24. Although this is the first year that you didn't get to make a Yeet list.
Yeah, I just couldn't get my shit together this time and like sit down and make a list. But there were still plenty of releases that I spent the year with.
Honestly, a good number of amazing releases this year. So we're here at my place here in Southeast Portland, Oregon.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me on.
Oh, always. So we're listening to records and dicking around on bass.
Yeah, how's your Flying V feel after playing a short scale for so long?
Oh my, it's so big! The neck is so long!
Yeah, I know.
I forgot how extreme the nosedive on this guy is compared
to... Well, I mean, to be fair, the nosedive on the SG is still pretty...
I mean, yeah, for real. Yeah. But compared... Okay, so Michael and I traded basses back in the summer so I could record some music with a different sounding bass. Mm-hmm. So he lent me his SG.
Yeah.
That's that guy.
Yeah, that's this guy.
And I loaned him my Flying V for the time being. That's this guy. And you used it for the final run of 9:40.
Yeah, and it played great. I appreciate it so much. It really gave those final few months a new life for me.
Yeah, and this trade was a really positive part of this year.
Yeah, I mean, there really were some bright moments.
A couple, yeah. So speaking of bright moments, we have our Yeet lists.
Yeah.
And I wanted to give a quick shout-out to MRR Radio's own Jennifer, Needham,
sure.
Because she's seriously... Seriously, most of my list were records that I discovered from listening to her show. She was amazing at playing incredible recent releases from this year. And you brought some awesome records from this year, too.
Not a full 10, but some standouts. Okay. But you have to wait to find out what my number one record of the year is.
Okay, but are you going to sign trophies?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so one of my favorite things about Michael's Yeet lists in the past is that he assigned specific Album of the Year categories.
Yeah.
Like Best Coming of Age record and stuff. Like Best Freakout record. And then, I think, like Meteor Police... you called Meteor Police Best Older Brother Record of the Year?
I mean, it was. It sounded like that.
Are you going to do that this year?
I mean, I didn't plan any out, but I could come up with some.
Yes. Okay, let's do it. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from All Over. And
I'm Michael from the North Bay. So, you want to start off with one of yours?
For sure. Well, one that you like, too. Mm-hmm. This guy.
Yes.
Absolutely contender for Album of the Year and a PNW local.
I would put that on my eat list. Yeah, it is so good.
Another sleeper hit.
Incredible record.
All right, let's get into it. This is Hayes Noble from Spokane, Washington with the song Escape.
We call home.
So that was one of mine. That was Brandy Senki from Osaka, Japan, with the song Stockholm Box from the A Nightmare Week EP that came out in August on Soryu Records. And I think that might be her label.
Independent music in Japan is so interesting. Yeah. The way they do it completely themselves. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot less independent, like labels. Like, you're either on one of the big four, or you're entirely individual.
You really do just put it out entirely yourself.
Like, it reminds me of the Rum Kids.
Oh.
Like, they're getting huge, and they're killing it. And no one else is involved.
Oh, totally. Him. And so is Brandy Senki, honestly. She's kind of a big pop star, but solely independent.
Okay, so what trophy did she get?
I guess best... biggest purely DIY record of the year.
Shouts out Japanese DIY. The way it should be.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Okay, so then before that, we had one of mine. That was the band Salem Wolves from Salem, Massachusetts, of course, with the song Can You Relate? From the Psychotron Speaks cassette that came out in July.
Real world builders there.
Really amazing feats, honestly.
Okay, and then before that, we had another one of mine. That was another PNW band, Enum Claw, from Tacoma, Washington.
Huge year for them. Shouts out PNW Slowcore.
Yeah, shouts out. And that was a song, Not Just Yet, from the Home in Another Life LP that came out in August on Run for Cover Records from Boston, Massachusetts. And I'll give them best gazy slowcore record of the year.
Oh, that's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, well deserved.
I back it. And then we started that off with one on both of our lists.
Mm-hmm.
That was Hayes Noble with the song Escape from the As It Was, As We Were LP that came out in June on 221 Press. And Hayes Noble is originally from Galena, Illinois, and is now a fellow PNWer up here in Spokane, Washington. Mm. And you put him on yours too, right?
I would, absolutely.
So his trophy would be...
I'll give him best coming of age record of the year.
Oh, damn, that's a big category.
It's a big record. He earned it. Like, thank you for moving out here to the Pacific Northwest and doing the region proud. Mm. You fit right in perfectly.
Totally. Shouts out PNW Punk Rock.
That was actually one of my favorite memories of this year, our trip to Olympia.
Oh, me too. That was really wonderful. We didn't even really do anything. We just got out of town and reset. We never did find that pizza place.
Reason to go again?
Oh, I'm down to make it an annual thing. Make a pilgrimage.
It's hilarious that you credited me on that episode, though. I didn't do anything. I was just there. I didn't even know you were going to do it.
You were there. You were. And actually, you were in two episodes this year.
I was?
Yeah, the wrestling episode.
I was. Oh, come on.
You walked in and said hi to all the nice people listening. So, once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over.
And I'm Michael from the North Bay.
What is that?
Bad Penny by Big Black.
Oh, we lost a real one this year.
That was a huge loss. So out of nowhere.
I got so scared when he died, too. Like, what, the celebrity death rule of threes? I thought we were going to have another Bowie, Lenny, Prince situation.
Yeah, with our luck this year, too.
That's why I freaked out. That was the kickoff to the decline of modern life. That's when everything went to shit, because honestly, rest in peace, Harambe.
That was the one.
It shouldn't have been you, man. It was freaking Bullshit. Oh, okay, so speaking of...
What a segue.
I'm a goddamn pro. This one was one of mine.
A crowd favorite this year.
They'll definitely be on a bunch of people's eat lists, I'm sure. This is the band Shit from Toronto, Ontario, with the song Rotten Column.